USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Heavy snow buried Buffalo, New York in nearly 4 feet, leaving some people stuck in their cars for more than 2 days. Erie County Executive Mark Pollinghars.
We do have 7 confirmed deaths at this point as a result of the storm in Erie County.
At least 23 deaths are being blamed on the Arctic temperatures that have over 60% of the country under winter weather advisories. So far, deaths have occurred in 11 states across the Midwest and East Coast. Emergency crews are working to rescue at least 10 people buried by an avalanche in western Austria. The Austrian press agency reports that the incident happened Sunday afternoon in an open ski area near the mountainous village of Lackenzers. More than 100 people are involved in the search and rescue, including avalanche search dogs and helicopters. Police say one person has been pulled to safety. King Charles had a Christmas address earlier today. In it, he said there is hope for the future.
With the true humility that lies in our service to others, that I believe we can find hope for the future. Let us therefore celebrate it together and cherish it always.
Former Republican candidate for governor Carrie Lake says she will appeal a decision handed down by an Arizona judge Saturday dismissing her election misconduct suit. The former TV news anchor alleged that election officials in Maricopa County had sabotaged her victory by causing printer malfunctions and violating chain of custody procedures. A claim Maricopa County Judge Peter Thompson said the court could find no evidence of. Christmas is a time of quieting down and finding faith. That's the message from New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan, sharing it on Christmas Day. The religious leader explained that a lack of faith is behind the mess people are currently witnessing in American society. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pope Francis is calling attention to conflicts around the world this Christmas.
About 7,000 faithful, including tourists and pilgrims, filled St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican for Christmas Eve Mass. The pontiff decried war, poverty, and greed, consumerism. Today, he reflected on those experiencing the dark and cold in Ukraine, as well as people, quote, living through conflicts in countries like Syria, Lebanon, and Myanmar. He posted on Twitter Christmas Day, "May the Lord lead these regions toward peace and bring reconciliation to the American continent." I'm Jeremy Scott.
West Point is removing a portrait and bust of Robert E. Lee from high-profile spots around campus. The directives were part of a defense authorization bill in 2021, with an official saying the steps were part of a process to remove, rename, or modify assets at the United States Military Academy. The changes come after George Floyd's killing by police. Former President Obama sharing his faves for 2022.
Oprah has her favorite things, and now so does former President Barack Obama. He stuck to an annual tradition, releasing a list of his favorites. Among his favorite tomes, Obama listed The School for Good Mothers by Jessamine Chan and The Light We Carry by former First Lady Michelle Obama, noting that he might be a bit biased on that one.
Dave Collins, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.